we've been out doing these shows and stuff, the cover tunes that we choose to play. Am I interrupting you?
No.
I'm sure you can discuss the Wall Street Journal in the morning with your coffee. But the cover tunes we choose to play are like, you know, they're not just songs that we like, but I mean, hopefully they transcend something else. But it is weird because we've been playing this song, which you'll hear in about 30 minutes when I'm finished with this. But we've been playing this song. And it's weird, like last night after the show, I went back to the hotel and turned on this documentary about the Weatherman Underground. And as you know, you grow up around here, you live around here. It's just, it is funny, man, the correlation between a lot of the stuff that happened 30 years ago or whatever, you know, and there's like all these young people, and whether or not they were radical, whether or not they were right or wrong, they all had this belief that the people who are in charge of us are the people that we entrust their opinion, their morality, their whatever it is, morality. That they are, you know, at the time when everyone could agree, no matter what, that they were wrong and they were actually evil, you know? And it's funny to be a free-thinking person these days. I mean, again, maybe you take it for granted when you get to live in a place where these kind of dialogues are more open than other places, you know?
Amen.
But this song is a George Harrison song, and it's just... Yeah! or not funny at all, actually, but how a lot of things, the only thing that's really changed is that it seems like no one's as angry or, I mean, I don't think it's about so much, you know, tearing stuff up or burning things down, but it's funny how people have sort of settled into this thing, well, you know, that's the way it is, you know. I don't think that's necessarily the case. Maybe by everyone just being here proves them wrong, which is true. But like I said, it transcends other things.